Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Only the northeast third of Iowa is not under some level of drought, and drought has eased a little in parts of northwest Iowa. An area of extreme drought, which covered five area counties, has shrunk to mainly Plymouth County and parts of western Cherokee, western Woodbury, and western Monona counties. Moderate to severe drought covers counties surrounding Plymouth. Three Iowa counties along the Minnesota border have normal conditions. Parts of northeast and central Iowa got beneficial rainfall this weekend. A few areas were hit with flash flooding, hail, and wind damage. The director of maintenance at Galen Catholic Schools will receive an award at the 26th Annual Bishop's Dinner for Catholic Schools to be held next month in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Mark Schlesser was the only non-teacher among the six to be honored. Schlesser is being recognized for taking on oversight of a kitchen and cafeteria expansion project, along with his other duties in maintaining the Galen physical plant. The Bishop's Dinner is a major fundraiser for the Catholic school systems operated by the Sioux City Diocese. These schools are located in 16 northwest Iowa communities, including Alden, Lamars, Remsen, and Sheldon. The first phase of construction on U.S. Highway 75 in Sioux Center begins this fall. This is City Manager Scott Winia.
So if you go from 20th Street, which is near Pizza Hut, and then we'll run north to 13th Street, goes a little ways past fire station number 2, looking to redevelop that section there. It's a pretty sizable section for the reason being is a part of 16th Street or the Walmart intersection road as well, all the way to First Avenue near Dairy Queen and Snap Fitness. That entire roadway is all going to be redeveloped as well as part of that Phase 1 Highway 75 redevelopment.
This will be a complete reconstruction of the highway in the south third of the city, even constructing a new road bed.
And that's the big issue. You know, a lot of people see, you know, whether the top surface is good or bad, is, you know, there's some sections of roadway that are the underlayment and that subbase or whatever. Some areas are, you know, 80 to 100 years old. So we're starting to see some of that cracking coming up. So as part of it is complete remove, replace of all the concrete and asphalt and getting all new concrete back in.
The work includes installation of a new stoplight at 20th Street South and a new median complete with a new streetscape to enhance safety and make the roadway more attractive. Bids will be taken on this portion of the project in December and construction will begin next spring. The only Democrat in Iowa's congressional delegation says the plan President Biden announced last week to forgive student loan debt is just a temporary solution that doesn't address the core problem, the soaring cost of higher education. Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines says the debt cancellation plan is a good start, but more work needs to be done. She says students need to understand their obligations to repay student loans, as well as post-secondary alternatives to four-year institutions like trade schools and apprenticeship programs. Axne disputes comments from Republicans who say Biden's plan will increase inflation and taxes. A state investigation into a fatal shooting of a Sioux Falls man by a police officer and a county sheriff's deputy has determined the shooting was justified. The shooting occurred August 9th outside a Burger King in Sioux Falls. State Department of Criminal Investigation officials say 21-year-old Jacob Michael James was shot and killed after he fired several times at a Woodbury County investigator. Sioux Falls Drug Task Force officials had been conducting a drug investigation in Sioux Falls the day of the shooting. After the report was released Friday, family and friends of James gathered outside the Burger King to march in protest of the investigation. They said the case had not been transparent and still left questions unanswered. And initial data from the State Tourism Office indicates the number of travelers in Iowa was down slightly from last year, but visitors are coming from a greater distance. Iowa Travel Office Communications Manager Jessica O'Reilly says the average distance traveled for a trip this year is just 233 miles compared to 140 miles last year. Air traffic numbers show more people traveling out of state, and hotel occupancies are higher this year. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.